to 3 megawatts, and they are as high, twice as high, as Notre Dame, the Cathedral of Paris. To produce as much as one modern nuclear reactor, you need to line them up all the way from Genova in Italy to Barcelona in Spain. 3 per kilometer. You have to respect the 300 meter space between each of them, and they are 150 meters wide. This, of course, would not be very good for the environment. Solar energy can also help, and it should be developed, especially for hot water production. A few square meters of solar panels on the roof of houses can produce about 2/3 of domestic hot water on a normal flat. Solar cooking can also be encouraged, especially in areas such as India or Africa. But solar energy cannot come close to produce the amounts of energy necessary to fuel our modern civilization, even as we should do if we put energy efficiency as a top priority. Another major energy source is needed. Now let's come to nuclear. A nuclear reactor is very compact, produces high amounts of energy, and occupies only a small area of land. Although uranium is not entirely renewable, it is sustainable in the long term. Compared to fossil fuels, nuclear energy gains a factor of 1 million. 1 gram of uranium or plutonium will produce as much energy as 1 ton of oil, coal, or gas. That's a factor of 1 million. Therefore, just a few uranium mines are enough to produce a lot of energy on the planet compared to hundreds of thousands of oil wells today. With uranium on its own territory, a country like France has as much energy resource for the future as the entire oil wells of a country like Saudi Arabia. The amount of nuclear waste which is produced in accordingly small amounts by a factor of 1 million compared to the fossil fuels. So the volume of nuclear waste is very small, and it can be therefore easily confined, which is the case, reprocessed, and safely deposited. These nuclear waste also decompose with time. That's the definition of radioactivity.